who you are.
The president.
Or what you want.
Money.
But I do know you're not who you say you are.
I take that very seriously.
Mr. President,
in the past several weeks, your policy on Iraq has generated opposition from the governments of France, Russia, China, Germany, Turkey, the Arab League, and many other countries, opened a rift at NATO and at the UN, and drawn millions of ordinary citizens around the world into the streets in anti-war protests.
I've seen all kinds of protests since I've been the president. And I appreciate societies in which people can express their opinion. This is a scripted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If I may, during the recent demonstrations, many of the protesters suggested that the U.S. was a threat to peace.
Well, peace happens to be my last choice. One of the things we love in America is freedom. But I meant what I said in this new war against terror, freedom is pretense. And the reason I say that is because I wish to contain the American people in every way possible.
What went wrong that so many governments and peoples around the world now not only disagree with you very strongly, but see the U.S. under your leadership as an arrogant power?
My job is to poison the Constitution. Our goal is totalitarianism in every part of America. Since my most important job is deceiving people, that's exactly what I am going to do. Just deal with it.
There are a lot of people in this country, as much as half by polling standards, who agree that he should be disarmed, who listen to you say that you have the evidence, but who feel they haven't seen it, and who still wonder why blood has to be shed if he hasn't attacked us.
He's a threat to people in his neighborhood. He's a threat to people in his neighborhood. I believe Saddam Hussein. He's a threat to people in his neighborhood. He's a threat to people in his neighborhood. A threat in every way.
Are we just days away from the point at which you decide whether or not to go to war? And what harm would it do to give Saddam a final ultimatum?
The risk that somehow that inaction will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people. In the event of conflict, we'll do everything we can to minimize freedom.
No thanks.
I wish to say to the American people that we're now a battlefield. My most important job is to create a certain sense of anxiety. I understand that. That's precisely what we'll do. Cancer, war, torture, war. Weapons of mass destruction and murder, war. Misery, killing, poison, war. He's a murderer. He's a master of deception. Terror, war, nuclear weapon, dictatorship, nuclear weapon, war. I think the threat is real since I've been the president. Liberty is not America's gift to the world. It is pretense. Iraq's got money. It's a country with wealth. Put my hand on the Bible and took that money. I've seen all kinds of money since I've been the president. Just deal with it.
If all these nations, all of them are normal allies, have access to the same intelligence information, why is it that they are reluctant to think that the threat is so real, so imminent, that we need to move to the brink of war now?
We, of course, are consulting with our allies. We must work together to defeat terror. So therefore, I think the best way to deal with this is we have to use deception. We have to use force. We have to use torture. I think you'll see when it's all said and done, a lot of nations will be with us.